NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Now, we're all familiar with the 5K running challenge, the couch to 5K kind of thing. But what about the 5K savings challenge? Well, joining me now is Sinead Ryan, host of The Home Show and consumer columnist with The Independent. Sinead, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So what's this 5K financial challenge?
Well, it's very like, people get confused with money. They hate it. They don't want to think about it. Our financial literacy is really in the tank overall. But people get fitness. They understand if I need to lose weight or get fitter, I can do all these small steps. So nobody's going to start off running the marathon for their couch to 5K. But if you start walking to work, start taking the stairs, little things like that. Saving money is exactly the same. It's small micro decisions you make every day. It's not a big, I'm going to be a millionaire next year.
Imagine come summer you had 5K in the tank.
Amazing.
What kind of a holiday could you have for that?
Amazing. And this is stuff, Pat, that we waste or we get bored about or we don't think about. So these aren't big, massive things like, you know, buy your Bitcoin or invest in such a thing. These are tiny decisions.
Okay, let's start at home.
So at home, well, the first thing, and this is something I do even more regularly than once a year, I write down all of the subscriptions, what I call the vanishing spend that goes out of my account every single month on direct debit from everything from Amazon to Zoom, A to Z. And you wouldn't believe how many there are. I mean, it's not just the streamers, but I mean, we usually have a bunch of those. It's things like subscriptions. You know, it could be to a gym, it could be to podcasts, it could be to something that you signed up for to listen to or watch one thing and then forgot to undo it. So printing out a bank statement, identifying all those and adding them up. If you just had, five of those things, you could be spending nearly €1,000 a year on them.
So that's, we're 1/5 of the way to our 5K challenge.
Yeah.
If you could eliminate
exactly.
All those. And the other trick, of course, and Jess Kelly's always talking about this, if you want to see something madly on one of the streamers, sign up for a month.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Exactly.
Binge it and then...
And even if you pay for it, say I'm going to try this out for 3 months, put an alert on your phone in 3 months to ping you to cancel that direct debit if you've only watched one series on it.
Switching your energy supplier.
Yeah, and look, people think this is a pain in the neck because somebody's going to have to go out, there's going to be a box on the side of the wall, somebody's got none of that, okay? The easiest thing in the world is to change your supplier. There's 14 to 16 providers. This is a fully deregulated market, okay? Tons of suppliers out there. They all want your business. Make sure your contract's up, otherwise you'll be spending £50 to cancel out of it. But if you signed up in the last year or two, it should be clear. Avoiding vampire waste. If you have a smart meter like I do, Pat, and about half the country now has a smart meter fitted, you will see where you are wasting your energy. For me, when I did it, it was vampire energy. Now, this is the plugs and sockets left on during the night.
So when you think of everything off... And then you look and the meter's taken away.
Blinking light in the corner, the kettle left on for the morning. Just go round the house, switch, switch, switch. You will save an absolute fortune. Even reducing, and I know we say this often, it's not for this week, but if it's nicer weather next week, reduce the thermostat to 19 degrees. You will save a bunch of money just having it at that constant temperature.
If you have a nice day, put the clothes on the line. Do not use the dryer.
Yeah, I got rid of my dryer last summer. It was costing me an absolute fortune. But you know what's a brilliant investment? The heated air dryer. So these are the clothes horse that have a little heated element in it. It costs 14 cent an hour to run versus 170 in the tumble dryer.
Wow. That's very good.
They're amazing.
There used to be a thing called the Flatley years ago. Nothing to do with the Hoover.
The dancer.
It was a kind of a cabinet dryer. Now, you talk about home insurance. People just do it and they renew, they don't shop around for it. And there probably isn't going to be that much of a premium. But the problem is, if you do need to make a claim, if your house goes on fire, You might be underinsured.
Yeah, don't ever be underinsured. We had the head of the SESI on the home show last Saturday morning, and he was saying to us that because insurance companies have an averaging clause, that means if your house is underinsured, like for a catastrophic fire, by 20%, then even the smallest claim, like a leaking pipe, will be reduced by 20%. So do be correctly insured. But here's the mistake people make, and it's a very expensive one. They insure their house for what it's worth if they were to sell it, rather than what it would cost to rebuild it. So finding the rebuild cost, you can go on to the Society of Chartered Surveyors. Most of your insurance companies will have it embedded in their site. Get the correct insurance, you'll save a fortune.
So it's basically you work out the square footage of the house
and multiply it by the cost. Where you live and what type of house it is.
Very good. Now, mortgages, that's the biggest outgoing for many people.
It really is. And the good news with rising house prices, which is no good news for somebody buying a home, but if you have a home, it means that your loan to value ratio has gone down. So this is the amount that you owe compared to the value of your house. If it's less than 80%, you are prime territory to switch your mortgage. But here's the thing, Pat, you don't have to go through 6 months of form filling. Try and change with your own bank first. Okay,
if you're renewing a fixed rate, unless.
Correct, and have your information. So go on the likes of bonkers.ie, ccpc.ie, gather your information, ring them up and say, listen, pal, I have found a better rate over here. What are you prepared to do for me? Those rates you see on the thing are only headline rates.
Now, you talk about when you're out and about, there are discount dinners. We all know about early birds. If you go before everyone wants to go, you get a cheaper deal. Recently, last night, in fact, my local Indian restaurant, Rasam, are offering a three-course meal for €35 midweek.
Amazing value. And you can get it for lunches. You can get like really posh meals in restaurants, in really good restaurants for a lot less. Look, January is a dull time. We want a bit of crack. We need a bit of fun, but we don't want to spend some money. I found a great site called earlytable.ie. They will give you in your area, so you put in where you live, and it'll say these restaurants have signed up that if you book before 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, we'll give you 20% off. That kind of thing.
Now, many people buy the outfit for one occasion and one occasion only. And if you've got 20 occasions, as many young people have weddings and so on.
How many people got engaged at Christmas? You're probably already thinking, what is this lot going to cost me this year? The weddings are going to start kicking off now. Listen, if you are not going in the same friend group to every wedding, will you ever swap your dresses? Borrow off each other. Get your friend to style you for a wedding they're not going to. Rent your dress. I can't remember the last time I bought a dress. Actually, I can't remember, years ago, for a formal occasion where you expected to wear something posh. You can go to a ton of pop-ups now. Covet, Designer Room, Happy Days, The Fashion Club, loads of them. I bought a fabulous dress not too long ago, a Helen McAlinden dress. That mightn't mean anything to you, Pat. She's a top designer, designed for Mary McAleese. £20 in a charity shop.
Okay. Now, you people have a job and they may not get a rise. They may look for a rise, not get it. You recommend side hustles.
Side hustles.
We're not talking about OnlyFans now.
No. Well, you might be. I'm going on there anytime
they
soon.
They don't want me.
If that's your thing, knock yourself out. Side hustles. This is how to make money from what you already have. Now, look, that mightn't be your body. It could be your talent. You know, it could be something that you love to do in your spare time. You love to paint, you love to bake cakes, you love to dog walk. There are sites out there that just want to cater for you. Mumsmoney.ie, Indeed.ie, look after part-time side hustles. I think they're fantastic. There's one that I know, because one of my kids did it for a couple of years, a translation and transcribing service. This is global. You watch a meeting, you have your headphones on and you transcribe the meeting into English. Amazing. And you send it back and it's the notes for the meeting. Airbnb, it's pretty impossible now to do that with a full house. So go back to its original source. Are you underoccupied? Could you let a room out? Could you let your driveway out? Park PNP.
Yeah,
you live near the Aviva Stadium or you live near Croke Park. Like, wow, there's a job that you can do when events are on. And of course, renting a room, the Ukrainian refugee system is still in place. ARP at welfare.ie, £800 a month. Tax free if you sign up for 6 months.
Now, if you have a room that you want to rent on an annual basis to a student or whatever, the rent a room scheme,
€14,000 you can earn tax free every single year as long as you take them on a long term lease. Now, an academic year is perfectly acceptable. So this isn't Airbnb for three nights, you know, this is an academic student. But if you live in a university town, do you know, you live in Cork, you live in Maynooth, you're like, this is a great way.
Now, cleaning out your wardrobe, I mean, your sad rags might become someone else's glad rags.
Indeed. And look, there are websites to support you. Vinted has just arrived in Ireland. We're very excited. Depop, Facebook, anywhere that you can sell your clothes that you're just tired of, but they're in perfect condition. Learn, go online, learn how to photograph them, how to display them, how to describe them. And listen, any money you make, stick it in a pocket and use it for your new clothes this year.
Now, you recommend upskilling for free, no fees to be paid. So instead of eating and drinking and streaming, you're learning and it's all free.
MOOCs. MOOCs are where it's at. I'm doing one at the moment myself with the university.
What does a MOOC stand for? MOOC.
Massive Open Online Course. MOOC. I'm doing one at the moment in the University of Rochester. Absolutely fantastic. My cool thing this year is Tudor history. I'm going with it. It doesn't qualify me for anything, but I'm enjoying it. Most Irish universities are on board with these, by the way. So you could end up with a diploma or a certificate or a qualification in something you love. Coursera is the big global MOOC, Coursera.org, FutureLearn.com or MOOC.org to get them all. It's a brilliant way of learning for free.
Now, download loyalty apps. Some people don't. They go to Tesco and they don't have the club card and they are robbing themselves.
Be disloyal. Be disloyal with your loyalty apps. Download them all. So that means wherever you find yourself shopping, for whatever you need, you have an app for that. I put them in my little wallet on my phone, and that it doesn't matter if I'm in Dunn's, if I'm in Tesco, if I'm buying my coffee in Frank and Honest, I have them all and I can claim them.
Now, why should I hang on to a Pringles tube?
My Pringles challenge. I do it every single year. It's absolutely fab. You get a Pringles tube. Now, the best bit is you get to eat all of the crisps first. Cut a slot in the top of it. And what you're going to do is, if you start on the 1st of January, but you can start now and back trail it. You start with 1 cent. Right, 1 cent, and you add another cent each day. So 2 cent, 3 cent, 4 cent. So today you'd be spending, eighth cent or whatever. So by the end of the year, if you do that on the 31st of December, you're going to have €668 in there to spend on New Year's Eve. And if you don't want to do it in a Pringles thing, if you don't deal in the coins anymore, just do it in a pocket or a vault or a jar or whatever you use on your online banking.
Okay, so you put
1 cent more. So even the most
digital
expensive
cent in.
Exactly.
Then a digital 2 cent
exactly.
And 2 cent and so on.
And the other thing you can do is you can use the roundup thing. So if you're using fintech apps, most of them have like a roundup system. So if you buy something for €8.99, it rounds it up to €9 and sticks the cent in the vault. You won't notice it, you won't see it, but it'll build up.
The final thing is about the rule of 72. What in God's
name
is that?
Yes, rule of 72. So this is for online shoppers, which we all are now. Research has shown, Pat, that an awful lot of us shop when we're bored. We scroll, we tap, we click. We might have had a glass of wine. We're watching Netflix and we decide to buy a pair of shorts, okay, or a pair of runners. So the rule of 72 is to buy it, but park it in the cart and leave it for 72 hours. Now, when you come back, you either still really, really want it, in which case, knock yourself out and buy it. But you might find, what was I thinking? And in the meantime, the website might have come back to you and said, if you continue with this purchase, we'll give you an extra 10% discount. So the rule of 72 never fails.
Now, some texts coming in. We had one of those flatly dryers long ago. The flatly stick was a big part in our education. Discipline. Waved more than used as some sort of butter.
We had the wooden spoon.
I have it on my mantelpiece since my fabulous mother passed. Why would you get rid of your dryer? It's a modern necessity in fairness. And then another one says the heat pump dryer is very efficient.
Yeah.
A fraction of the regular.
It is. It's great. Now, you need a bit of space for that, but it is great.
And a final one, how do I stop my partner from buying a large volume of cheap shoes, clothes and cheap plastic gadgets that break after 2 weeks? It is costing us thousands.
It's a habit. It's a terrible habit to get into, to be buying plastic. Listen, what can I say to you? Make sure at the very least it's a one for one rule. You buy one, one gets chucked.
Sinead Ryan, thank you for all that wisdom. Sinead, presenter of The Home Show and is a columnist with The Independent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.